Okay. All right. What are we talking about now? Straight arms versus bent arms?
Yes.
It's a big topic in skiing, right?
It's a very, very, very,
I mean,
very,
what do you do? I don't even know what to do with my hands, let alone my arms. What do you do with your arms?
I think...
What's ideal?
Right. I want to keep this one simple. I want to keep this one straight to the point.
Yes, and I'm going to ask you point by point. Deep water starts. Bent arms, straight arms?
Straight arms.
Okay. Why?
Because bent arms are very weak.
Very weak?
Straight arms take away a lot of the load from
extension
biceps.
Of the rope. Great. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
I think something for me that is the biggest, and I want to, it's kind of why do you turn up to any lake in the world, coaching or no coaching, a ton of knowledge or no knowledge,
yep,
best in the world, not best in the world, you will always find someone with bent arms, without fail. And not, we're not even talking like, we're talking
T-Rex. We're talking T-Rex.
And for me,
that's a dinosaur, by the way.
The way that
what?
No, I didn't. I wasn't around them like you were. Oh,
that stings really bad.
We found out that you're.
I'm over
what
it,
are
though.
You? You're like five.
I might be over it.
You're 5 years younger than my dad. Was that? We just.
Is that what we found out?
Yeah, we found out. 10,
did you want to? Do you really want to drag that on air while we're trying to film stuff? Added value for our customers. For our.
To be a mentor.
For
that's how it works. Right, we've completely gone off tangent.
Bent arms, straight arms.
So the reason why I think most people do it is because, and I do it by squatting. A lot of people do it by squatting and bending their arms.
Yep.
The more we bend our arms, the closer the handle comes to our body, the more contact points we feel like we have. We feel like we've got arms bent, we feel the hands on the handle, we feel elbows to our ribs, we feel then the pull kind of through our shoulders, we then feel, because the elbows are kind of close to our hips, it feels like it's connected to our hips, and then our hips are in a squat, we're nice and close to the ski, we feel so balanced. And you probably are. I would say in general terms, in terms of balance, that's the most balanced place to be. But to go fast... We all know that we want to try to go fast to get to the next boy. Mm-hmm. And the second we move out of the position, not with the balance, we can control it well, but as soon as we move out of the position, you die. You go out the front, you go out the side.
Yep.
And the hardest thing for me, and I think it comes to the root, the root of all water skiing, is if you can trust yourself to relax your arms, all of a sudden you go to so many less points. You feel it in your hands, you feel it in your shoulders, and you feel it in your hips and feet and knees, right?
Yeah.
But because of that, we now become stacked. We have a connection between our shoulders, hips, rope, all the way to the boat. And we become into that position. But going back onto one of our last podcasts, is it becomes simple. We don't need to move as much. We're trusting our position. Mm-hmm. And even though it's maybe not as balanced as it feels, because when we're here, we end up having that kind of unbalancedness with the shoulders because we're not set against the boat.
Yep.
But trusting yourself to relax, trusting yourself that leaning back against those arms, leaning on against the wall, whatever, however you want to word it, trusting yourself to do that is one of the hardest things that any single skier will ever do if they have a bad habit with it. But it's by far the most important, because at the end of the day, your biceps are a hell of a lot weaker than your shoulders, and you will get stuck at a certain level, and it is more unsafe. Because yes, you're maybe more balanced, maybe you feel more balanced in a way, but as soon as you go, oh, I'm late, let's go, it's so easy to drop those shoulders forwards and you got the front.
Yeah, and I think what you talked about is key. One key component, we want to enable ourselves to find stance where you're in alignment, right? If you drew a line from your knees through your hips to your shoulders, it'd be a straight line. I think you can't conceivably do that unless you're allowing your arms to be an extension of the rope. But I do think sometimes people are thinking handle to hip, or they're doing some form of other thing.
I agree.
And they end up kind of like pulling the handle in to get it to their hip, but they're artificially creating that sensation, like you said, of multiple connection points without actually getting the result of finding the right stance with arms long.
And being tall. Yeah.
And if you think about what you said about biceps not being that strong, just imagine, if you want to prove this to yourself, hang on a pull-up bar or anything, and see how long you can hang. Maybe a minute, maybe more, maybe less. Then hang on a pull-up bar with your arms halfway between the top of a pull-up.
Mixed grip like we're skiing, right?
Mixed grip, but then pull in and try to have your arms at 90 degrees and see how long you can hang like that.
Yeah.
Keeping your arms at 90, it's not going to be as long. It's you're just not that strong.
Yeah.
It's physics. So I think that's one of the biggest things. The other thing I would say is as soon as you start introducing arm bend, or kind of bicep arm bend, at least, you end up in a situation where you're adding torques to your body that to completely counteract the real stuff you want to feel, which is, like you said, load through your hands and load through your feet, and being able to direct that force through your hips.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And interestingly, that kind of comes back to something that I played with a little bit this year, was almost pushing my arms straight. Often I kind of found as I would start trying to think about my move at second wake, so bringing the handle in and with me, and already at first wake I would start pulling in.
Yeah.
And what I found was that didn't allow me the ability to be able to set just maybe an extra inch of more connection that I had by moving my shoulders slightly further away from the boat, so that clearing space for the hips to get set in, and clearing my rotation into first wake and kind of that drive and that feeling of moving towards the bank, I was starting to just get a little bit tense. And it wasn't necessarily the fact that my arms were coming in early. I was just starting to tense in, and it made me so much weaker as I had to move into my edge change.
Yep.
And I think that on a way more larger scale is, imagine if I go from here to here, it means that I'm going inside two ball all every time. I'm inside, I'm unbalanced, I'm narrow. But when people are skiing here and maybe running 32 off, you know, like there's very good skiers that can
I see them
ski
run 35
with
off with bent arms. Yeah.
But imagine if you can just, I think it's a safety thing. It's like being on a bike and always just having fingers on the brakes, you know, just always knowing that you can pull yourself into stop.
Yep.
If you can trust yourself to just allow yourself to get into that position, even if it's once in your life, maybe it's the gate pull out, just trusting yourself to let those arms kind of relax off and just let yourself fall into a position in a way. And we're going to talk a lot about positional stuff down the line and a lot about alignment and rhythm. And all of this comes back to, you need to be able to relax into your shoulders, and your shoulders need to be incredibly strong. You need lats engaged, back engaged, everything engaged, but your arms need to be ropes. And like you said, extensions of your body.
This gets into what we talked about previously with flow and how kind of trusting your movement. I feel like a lot of good movement on a water ski is kind of a result of trusting kind of like this instability or this exposure in position. And it's a weird thing to say, and maybe I'll get into it more later, and I'm sure you have some thoughts on it, but like you said, this is feels more safety, but being long with the arms and trusting like a position that's dynamic and that's part of that flow and of movement is kind of almost a less stable at first position. Way, and so people don't feel like they can stay there. They're like, oh, I don't like that feeling. The other thing I'll say about bent arms is when you do tend to use your biceps, it creates a situation where you kind of like pull yourself
inside.
Inside.
Yeah, well, you're pulling yourself into that safe flatness almost in a way.
And you create, your butt goes back. So you create more load. So you think you're still creating drive, but you're not. You're just kind of getting drugged down course. Yeah. And you're on the flatter roll angle, you have less lean away from the boat, and then you're more susceptible to getting pulled inside a transition. So all those things are bad. They're opposite of what you would think you want to do if you're trying to get more buoys.
And load in your body is something very, and like kind of on a very similar note that you said, like load in your system, right? Like all you're doing by dropping hips back and bending arms is you're adding a lot of load into your biceps, you're adding a lot of load into your shoulders then because of that, because you've got to then keep your lats engaged in the wrong way. Your hips are now back, so you've got a ton of force in the system, and a lot of people can mistake that for actual driving load that goes into the ski and connecting. And I really want to talk about that on another podcast, but allowing yourself to just trust yourself in that position, extended arms, extended legs, extended hips, and just everything is tall and set. It's a position that's so hard to get, but you will very rarely see someone in that position struggle to miss 35, even 32, 22, whatever it is. Once you set that and you then start to trust that position, that is when the world just becomes limitless. There is a limit on skiing with bent arms. You can ski, great example, I assume most, Mike Hazelwood, my uncle, fantastic skier, obviously one of the best there was in the 80s, 70s, somewhere around there.
80s, maybe 70s.
I think it was 70s.
But 80s as well.
He cannot straighten his arms. Again, I've got to stop fiddling with that. Sorry, Mike Phillips again. He cannot straighten his arms. Yeah. As in terms of he can't relax his arms. Yeah. His arms literally will not go straight. He's locked. His Jenny would have a field day. His arms are literally locked at about 20 degrees at best. But it doesn't become an issue for him because his arms are relaxed. Yes, they're not straight.
Yeah, they're not straight.
But at the end of the day, so no one out there is allowed to use the excuse of, oh, my arms just don't go straight because I've got all stiff elbows and stuff.
Yeah.
You've just got to let them relax. No matter what it is, no matter whether it's bent and you've just got a ton of mess in your elbows, of years of surgeries or abuse, whatever it is, as long as they're relaxed in that state where we're letting the pull go into kind of the shoulders and those lats, where we can really let ourselves move into that position, it's as soon as we add tenseness to it and add that kind of pulling in feeling that we can never settle into that angle. We can never set speed. We can never set alignment, athletic stance. We can never then trust rhythm. We can never feel movement. It's just, I see so many people and they ski with bent arms, and I try to be positive about it because it is. And it's
try
like,
to be a happy bear.
Like, you see a lot of people that, and they tend to kind of be in people that have been in the sport a long time. And the first thing I'll say is, let me guess, you've been told to straighten your arms before. And they go, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't, right? And they say, no. And it's like, all right, well, let's figure something else out, right? And we can then, we can go into the back door and kind of start trying to work on some positional stuff and hope that they'll then trust their position enough to straighten up. But it's so, there's always a limit if you have bent arms on balance, on drive, on load, on speed and everything. And I think that's why I want to put this one out as one of the earlier ones we do in this series, is because I think it's so important. so important for people.
Let me ask you a question. Bent arms, straight arms. Which, have you ever seen somebody ski with one arm bent, one arm straight?
No.
You never seen that?
I don't think so.
Where somebody comes out of their offside and they're getting clotheslined by their lead arm and they're and one arm's bent, one arm straight.
Yeah.
What can you speak to that? What is that? Why does that happen?
Too much rotation. That's just trying to pull yourself. Again, that's trying to pull yourself into a position that you're trying to be in. You know, or it's forcing yourself to kind of go and leading with your head and not trusting the ski, not trusting alignment, not trusting position, that will get you there. And and again, we don't want to be static in that. We don't want to be thinking. We want to be still, but we don't want to have static thoughts. You know, we want to be moving along the process. And for me, that's, I don't know what you think, but that's forcing yourself into a position that your body isn't allowed to be in, you know?
Yeah, I agree. We'll talk about it later, but I think there's this idea of torque on the body and you get it. Everybody knows torque. Like when you go to pull a piece of toilet paper off the toilet paper roll, that's torque. You're grabbing the toilet paper, you're unrolling it. That's creating torque to unroll the thing. Your body, as soon as you have, and this is where I talk about even arm tension, this with straight arms, this is the key for me. But I talk about even arm tension because I think it's such an important thing for skiers, especially beginner skiers, to, sorry about the mic. Rob's having mic malfunctions. You're fine. Just hang your head over. There you go. I think straight arms are key, but I think even arm tension is just as key because that allows people to trust the stance you talk about, where you have lean away from the boat. You're moving with flow. You're moving dynamically. But you're not creating torque on your body. From two hands on the handle to center line, no matter what speed and line length, I feel like people do better on the whole if they're not only trying to keep their arms straight and extensions of the rope, but also trying to find some sort of balance in the arms. I still think you can do that by what you talk about, trying to find some rotation, but I think that's a big one because I feel like the more you try to seek or fight for that direction, you end up kind of pulling. And even with that, I call it the trailing arm, but the back arm, some people say. And I feel like that just creates all kinds of situations where you get out of position and you feel internal load in your body, but you're not actually getting load that creates drive to the weight.
Yeah. I'd be interested if you agree as like a closing statement. You want to be able to relax your arms into your position. If arms are tense, the rest of your body can no longer settle into the position that you're trying to get into. If you're having to pull yourself into rotation, that's too much rotation. If you're trying to pull yourself open, that's, you're too open. Just allowing yourself to set towards the direction that you want to go with your ski and allow yourself to settle into your position, then we can talk about movement, rotation, whatever it is you want to be. But if your arms are bent at any moment before that first wake, that means that, or even behind the boat, you could say, if your arms are bent at any point before that, then you're trying to force your position too much. And I would probably challenge you to find me a picture of a skier that can run 39 at 36 mile an hour that has bent arms before first wake.
You're not going to find one.
I don't think you're going to.
No.
You know, because you can then no longer keep load. You can no longer keep speed across behind the boat. And no matter what you want to do, is you have to be able to settle your arms, relax those arms, and be able to trust yourself to fall into the position that's going to give you drive.
That might be the most critical thing mm-hmm. that has been said in yeah. this episode, is fall into that position. Because yeah. here's why.
I like those words.
It's really good. Because what happens, and I discovered this over the last couple of years, I always thought you wanted arms straight and low to some degree. And I would talk about this.
They
go where they go.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's wrong to think about keeping your arms straight and trying to get them, push them down and push them low at a certain point in the course, because I think that's a way yeah. to keep your balance. But I think what yeah. happens is a lot of people think arms straight and low,
yeah.
and they try to control the handle and keep it close to their body.
Like you said earlier, handle to hip.
And if you try this, you'll see skiers, and I coach this a lot on FPM and otherwise, if before you pull out for the gates, if you're trying to keep your arms straight but low, you're creating a torque that puts you on the back of the ski, and you will never be able to get it balanced over your ski on yeah. the gate pullout. And the gate pullout,
very interesting statement.
The gate pullout is the key for every cut from 1 to 2, yeah. 3 to 4.
You mean on the glide or the pullout?
Talking about just before you pull out, so you're just in the white water.
I thought you meant on the glide. I'm like,
no. Just before the pullout or just before...
I see a lot of people that put...
So try this. You'll see if you see somebody who's trying to keep their arms straight but low mm-hmm. before they actually make that pullout to the left, they'll almost always be on the back yeah. of the ski when they pull out.
Yeah. And then you're not allowing yourself, because they're down and tense, you're not then allowing yourself to
fall into the position.
Yeah.
And if you have your arms...
Fall with some control.
With control. But as you have your arms straight, extensions of the rope, and you make that first move, and then you start to fall into position, then you can do whatever you need to do with a handle yeah. to keep yourself balanced and moving the direction you want to go. But if you just have like a carte blanche, like I'm always going to have the arms straight, I'm always going to push them down and keep them low, you're going to block yourself from being able to fall into position, like you said.
When we ski tomorrow, can you remind me?
Of that?
Of those words, fall into position. I want to try it. I'm going to finish on that. But okay. I'm going to try that tomorrow. And if I remember, I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
But I'm actually intrigued. I've not really ever thought of that. I've told people that, yeah. but I've never actually thought of it in my own skin. I think it could be interesting.
How great is that? You're just coaching yourself right here.
I love it.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I hope you guys learned something just like I did today. And yeah.
Comment below if you want to hear anything, questions about this or future topics that you mm-hmm. want to hear. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Marcus. We'll see you all in the next one.